Steve, difficult night for everybody, I think, tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, very painful night tonight. You can't make those mistakes that we've made and expect to get anything out of a championship game, let alone away at Brentford. And some of the mistakes we made tonight are just, you know, they're uncharacteristic of those boys. But it put us massively on the back foot right from the off.
You've made two changes at half-time to try and freshen it up.
That
one moment at the start of the second half, Gallagher misses a chance, and after that it gets worse again.
Yeah, I know. Look, you know, we've missed chances this season, haven't we? I mean, so, you know, we just can't give away the goals we've given away tonight, let alone the missed chances. We could have scored a couple of goals tonight, but, you know, at the end of the day, we still would have ended up having a heavy defeat on our hands tonight. You can't make those mistakes. That's what's killed us tonight.
When you're in a sort of position in the table, looking over your shoulders at the relegation zone now, when these things happen, they're quite hard to rebound from.
Yeah, they are. I think we've had some tough results this season. Then all of a sudden, we turn a corner and we get a few positive ones. And then we've been, you know, we have the derby game. We get beat in the derby game over at Villa. And, you know, just since then, it's hard work picking them up all the time, you know, because they've been bashed on the head so many times this season that it's, you know, it's just a continual job, you know, cajoling them and trying to get around those mistakes and trying to get enough points on the board for us.
Where are they falling short these last three games? What is it that's changed after that good run?
Well, I think the first game, I mean, they're separate games, really. If you look at the first game, as I said on the day, I thought Aston Villa were better than us. It was a huge game. We know that. I think that sort of dented them and knocked them back a little bit. Last week's game, we never got any tempo into the game. We know that. So that was for different reasons. Tonight, when we come into the game, everybody was in good mood, good form when we were in the warm-up, coming back in, you didn't sense anything like that. The trouble is, when the mistakes happen, then that's the problem. You know, the first goal tonight, you know, David, on any other God-given day, he'll save that. And then down the other end, you know, he'll gather that ball late on. Even when it's popped back out, you know, it's not going wide and Robbo doesn't know that. So he ends up heading it towards his own goal as opposed to it, you know, going wide. And then the pass in the middle of the park, you know, Harley can go to Robbo on another day. You know, he's gone into Lowy, miscontrolled it, and then they've broke on us again. We've given away, you know, sloppy goals. You can talk about a disruption to the back four, but either way, you know, the goals that we've given away tonight are undefendable, really.
And that disruption is something you've got to cope with the rest of the season regardless now, isn't it?
Well, I think if you look at the season as a whole, it's been littered with those probably types of errors. You know, it's like I said before, and it many a times it's happened before I've got here and it's happened now. No matter what team we pick, you know, it's not quite gelled for long enough.
Big game coming up on Saturday as well, so the turnaround's got to be rapid. Pick up the team.
Yeah, well, they're all big games, aren't they? I mean, they're tough at the moment. You know, it's tough at the moment for on everybody. You know, we had a great travelling support tonight, and just before the game, you know, just had a feeling it, you know, we would be okay tonight. But like I've said before, you can't make those mistakes that we've made. We can't make those, and there's not a lot really I can do after those individual mistakes. It's difficult.